doubts about God. As long as we are in the material world, we will continue to have doubts about God. If we had no doubts at all, we would no longer be human and would not require a material body or a material consciousness. We would already be residing in the spiritual kingdom. We should not be concerned about our doubts. As we saw in chapters 3 and 4, the mind and the senses like to be in charge. When the mind and senses discover that we are tuning in to transcendental energies, the mind, under the control of the senses, throws tantrums to draw our attention away from higher realms of experience. Eventually, though, we realize that the mind plays these doubt games in order to avoid being controlled or ignored. When we understand this, we will not take the mind's tricks so seriously. Instead, we must strengthen our spiritual practice so that our intelligence and contact with the soul will direct the mind. Then our faith and understanding will be strong, and we can let the doubts just be. As our faith and understanding increase, the doubts will fall away, making room for new ones, of course. Eventually, though, the more we allow the soul to emerge, the less disturbing our doubts will become. Although we must overcome our doubts, we must also remember that religion is not just a matter of blind faith. It is true that faith is necessary in everything that we do, materially as well as spiritually. But properly directed faith should turn into realization, in other words, into direct experience. Spiritual life is an exacting, sublime science, and we have certain keys to make that science work for us. Without leaving this body, we can make contact with the spiritual world. If our practice does not yield results, either we are not being expert in this practice, or our faith is based on an improper belief system.